Teď o Bibli z Jána, 8. kapitola, 12. verš, tak by som vás poprosila, aby ste si tam otvorili. Is there a topic?
Yeah, okay.
8,
10?
10. 10. Oh, sorry.
20.
Let's see,
8. Tak 10. This is machine
Aha. Sorry. On the wrong slide.
This is a translate. All right.
More coffee.
All right. What we're going to talk about tonight is this Jewish festival called Hanukkah.
A o čom budeme dnes večer hovoriť je vlastne židovský sviatok Hanukkah.
Because it basically happens right now.
Pretože ten sviatok sa odohráva práve teraz.
Yeah, this is the first full day of Hanukkah. It actually started late last night.
A pretože dnešný deň je prvý deň tejto Hanuky a začal sa tento sviatok včera večer niekedy.
And this is a holiday that's not mentioned anywhere in the Bible except for here in John chapter 10.
A tento sviatok nie je nikde inde v Biblii spomínaný, len tu v Jánovi v 10. kapitole.
But this holiday was something that Jesus celebrated. It was something that was quite popular in his time.
Ale tento sviatok bolo niečo, čo aj Pán Ježiš oslavoval, bolo to dosť populárne aj v jeho čase.
And we see it in these verses here. We're just going to look at it. John chapter 10, verse 22-23.
Čiže môžeme si pozrieť Ján 10. kapitola 22-23.
It says, and then came the feast of dedication at Jerusalem, and it was winter.
V Jeruzaleme nastali slávnosti postavenia chrámu a bola zima.
So, it was cold, okay?
Zima.
Just like it is here.
A tak ako u nás.
Maybe a little bit warmer, right?
Možno o trošku teplejšie.
All right. And Jesus was in the temple area and was walking around in Solomon's colonnade.
Keď sa Ježiš prechádzal v chráme v sieni Šalamúnovej.
Yeah, that's just Šalamúnovej?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
When he was walking, it's not finished sentence. In Slovak, it's half a sentence.
Oh, okay. Anyways, Jesus is he's in the temple while this celebration is going on.
Pán Ježiš je v chráme, kým sa odohráva tento sviatok.
So what I want to look at tonight is what were they celebrating? What were they doing? What is the context of this story?
Čiže dnes večer sa chceme pozrieť na to, že čo to vlastne oslavovali, čo robili, o čo tam išlo.
Because Hanukkah is interesting holiday and it's all about celebrating God's miracles.
Pretože Hanuka je veľmi zaujímavý sviatok a je to oslava Božích zázrakov.
It's all about celebrating God's freedom.
Je to o oslave Božieho víťazstva.
And it's all about dedication.
A je to o odovzdávaní sa.
I don't know how it was in Slovak, but in English we say that it's called the Feast of Dedication. How do you have it in Slovak?
Posvetenie, sanctification of
sanctification.
The temple.
Okay. Or renewing, or rededication. Okay, good.
Znovu obnovenie, znovu. Posvetenie, no.
Okay, so does that mean to make holy again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Well, let's go to our next slide. We're going to do a little history lesson. We did this a few years ago, and Chad Shively, you guys remember Chad?
Pred pár rokmi sme toto robili a tí z vás, ktorí si spomínate ešte na Chada.
Chad helped us out with this.
Nám pomohol s týmto všetkým.
Well, the story of Hanukkah, we don't have it in our Bibles, you won't see it here.
Čiže nemáme tento príbeh Hanuky v Biblii, nenájdeme ho nikde.
If you open up like a Catholic Bible, it'll be in there.
Ale keby si otvorili katolickú Bibliu, tak to tam nájdete.
I'm not... Okay, you have it. Okay, good. I'm not going to get into the reasons why it's not in the Protestant Bible versus the Catholic Bible.
A nebudem hovoriť o tom, že prečo v jednej Biblii je a v druhej nie je.
It basically, but the bottom line is it's not in the Hebrew Bible.
Nie je to ani v židovskej Biblii.
That's why it's not in the Protestant Bible.
Preto to nie je ani v protestantskej Biblii.
But the story was that basically there was a time where obviously you guys know Alexander the Great.
Ale bolo obdobie za Alexandra Veľkého, určite všetci ste už počuli to meno.
He was taking over the whole world.
Ktorý sa snažil zaujať celý svet. A sa to aj darilo.
And relatively speaking, He was doing it in a peaceful way after he kind of did it in a very bloody way.
A relatívne, keď povieme, tak robil to pokojným spôsobom, potom ako teda už to spravil takým masakrovým spôsobom.
You know, he kind of crushed people and then he let them do what they needed to do.
A že najskôr akože rozdrbil ten ľud a potom im dovolil robiť to, čo potreboval.
So he took over Israel as well.
A zaujal aj Izrael.
But they were allowed to practice their beliefs, everything was fine.
A dovolili im, aby praktizovali aj to, čo mu verili.
After Alexander dies, his four top commanders split the kingdom up.
A potom ako Alexander zomrel, tak jeho štyria náčelníci si rozdelili celú tú krajinu.
And then in 175 BC,
a v 175. roku pred Kristom,
there's this guy Antiochus the Fourth, and this is picture, or this is a coin of him.
What's the name?
Antiochus.
Antiochus IV. Toto je minca z jeho obdobia.
And he is raising to power and he's in charge of the area of Judea.
Sa dostáva k moci a má pod nadvládou a Judsko.
And he has given himself some nicknames.
A on sám sebe si dáva nejaké prezývky.
And one of them is kind of the one he likes to go by.
A jedna z nich je tá, ktorou sa dosť často predstavuje.
So he's called Epiphany.
A volá Epiphanies. Sám seba Epiphany alebo zjavenie alebo vtelenie.
Which means God demonstrated or God manifested.
Čo v preklade by sme mohli povedať, že Boh sa zjavil alebo ukázal.
Basically, I'm God.
Ja som Boh.
And you're not.
A vy nie ste.
And you can kind of get the idea of how this guy operated and how he thought about himself.
A asi vám už dochádza, že ako tento človek fungoval a pracoval.
And what he begins to do in his rise for power.
A čo začína robiť k tomu, aby sa zmohol ešte viacej v moci?
He begins just to crush the people who are under him.
Začína drviť ľudí, ktorí sú pod ním ešte viac.
And the way he figures he's going to do this is he's going to, and it's not, wasn't only for the Jews.
A spôsob, akým to robil, a nebolo to len voči Židom.
Is that he's going to destroy every culture that's not Greek.
Si povedal, že zničí všetky kultúry, ktoré neboli grécke.
And he's going to make everyone absorbed into his culture.
A spraví, aby všetci boli absorbovaní alebo vtiahnutí do jeho kultúry.
So he takes over Jerusalem.
Takže zaujíma Jeruzalém.
And he takes over the temple.
A zaujíma aj chrám.
And he erects the statue of Zeus there.
A zničí tam sochu Zeusa. Stichi?
He raises up.
Oh, okay. Takže Stichi, sochu Zeusa.
He turns God's temple into a pagan temple, basically.
A vlastne Boží chrám znesvetí a spraví z neho pohanský.
They begin executing people left and right.
A začínajú potom aj popravovať ľudí.
And they begin forcing people to basically worship in pagan ways.
A núti ľudí, aby uctievali pohanským spôsobom.
They began to sacrifice pigs in the temple, which is a big no-no.
A začali obetovať aj prasatá v chráme, čo bolo veľké no-no.
All those things that we read in Leviticus about the laws of cleanliness, they break each and every one of those things.
A zo 4. Mojžišovej všetky tie zákony, čistoty, všetko akože ničili a rušili, čo sa dalo.
If you wanted to worship on the Sabbath, you would be executed.
Ak ste chceli uctievať počas sabatu, tak ste boli popravení.
Kids, little boys who were circumcised were executed.
Chlapci, ktorí boli obrezaní, tiež boli popravení.
Anything that looked like the Jewish way was exterminated.
A čokoľvek sa podobalo na židovstvo, tak bolo vyhladené.
And it began to spread from the capital to the smaller towns and villages.
A začalo sa to šíriť z hlavného mesta až do tých ďalších dediniek.
And then there were some soldiers that came to one little village.
A boli bojovníci, ktorí prišli do jednej malej dedinky.
And they're trying to force the villagers to, you know, worship this statue of Zeus.
A tí vojaci sa snažili prinútiť týchto ľudí v tej dedinke, aby uctievali Zeusa.
And there is this guy Matthias.
A je tam tento chlapík, ktorý sa volá Matiáš, Matias.
And he is zealous for the Lord.
A on je úplne zapálený za Pána.
Because what had happened is that as this persecution was breaking out, people who really wanted to worship started moving to the smaller villages to try to still worship.
A čo sa vlastne dialo v tej dobe bolo, že tí ľudia, ktorí chceli skutočne uctievať, tak ako nemohli už uctievať vo veľkých mestách, tak sa utiekali do tých menších, lebo tam chceli uctievať.
And there was a fellow villager that was gonna get up and give in and worship this pagan way.
There was gonna be
a guy who was gonna sacrifice, a Jewish man who was gonna sacrifice.
A bol jeden chlapík, ktorý sa chcel postaviť a chcel uctievať pohanským spôsobom.
And this guy Matthias gets really ticked.
A tento chlapík Matias sa veľmi naštval.
And he kills this guy.
A zabodol to,
and then
zabil
he
ho.
Kills a soldier.
A zabil aj toho vojaka.
And then he takes off.
A potom odíde odtiaľ.
And he and his family take off to the hills.
A aj so svojou rodinou ujdu do hôr.
The Maccabee family.
Bola to rodina Makabejcov.
And they're kind of like Robin Hood at this point. Jano Sheep.
A už v tomto bode sa z nich stávajú takí Robinovia Hudovci alebo Jano Šikovci.
You know, they go out to the wilderness and they have their camp.
Sú v divočine a majú tam svoj tábor.
And then other people who are just passionate about God and really ticked off about the enemy just start trickling in.
A tí aj iní ľudia, ktorí sú zanietení za Boha a nechcú uctievať pohanským spôsobom, tak sa pridávajú postupne k ním.
And eventually one of the sons, Judah Maccabee, takes charge.
A potom nakoniec jeden z jeho synov, Juda Maccabejský, sa ujme vodcovstva.
And they got an interesting Mac, because Maccabee means hammer.
A je to zaujímavé, že to makabejsky znamená kladivo.
And they're gonna hammer the enemy.
A budú priklepnú toho nepriateľa.
And basically what goes on is this guerrilla warfare.
A je tam taký gorilovský boj.
Partizanský, yeah.
Partizanský.
Yeah, where there are just these small little groups of rebels who are just fighting for their religion, their faith, their way of life.
Kde sú len také malé skupinky ľudí, ktorí zápasia za tú ich svoju vieru a za ich presvedčenie.
And completely against the odds, they win.
A aj napriek tým odds.
Zlým vyhliadkám.
Tak vyhrajú aj tak pravdepodobnosťam, tak vyhrajú.
Yeah, if you're gonna place bets, you weren't gonna place bets on the Maccabees, okay?
Ak by ste si dávali nejaké stávky, tak by ste sa nestavili na nich.
But history shows that they won.
Ale história nám ukazuje, že vyhrali.
They retake Jerusalem.
Znovu zaujali Jeruzalém.
They tear down the statues of Zeus.
Zvrhli potom tie sochy Zeusa.
And they get into the temple and they just...
Zeus.
Yeah. And the temple is a mess.
A v chráme je potom neporiadok.
You know, it's got all this pagan unclean filth there.
A je tam kopec pohanského nečistého.
I mean, this place was used for all these sacrifices, for prostitution, all sorts of garbage.
Boli tam rôzne zlé obete, prostitúcia a tak ďalej.
And they want to start worshiping God again.
A oni chceli uctievať Boha znovu.
And they want to do it the way that we read in Leviticus and in Deuteronomy.
A oni to chcú robiť tým spôsobom, ako sme čítali v 4. Mojžišovej a 5. Mojžišovej.
And they begin to clean up the temple.
A začali čistiť chrám.
And they get to this lampstand here.
A potom prichádzajú ku svietniku.
That God had spoken to Moses about and Moses had crafted.
Ktorý Pán Boh, keď prehovoral k Mojžišovi, tak Mojžiš ho dal, aby bol vyrobený.
And remember the lampstand, the golden lampstand was to be in that section right before the Holy of Holies.
A ak si spomínate, tak tento sedemramenný svietnik mal byť predtým, ako ste vstupovali do Svätyne svätých.
And it was supposed to burn continually before the Lord.
A tento svietnik mal neustále byť zapálený pred Hospodinom.
And it had not been burning.
A nesvietil.
And they wanted to get it started.
A oni chceli začať, aby teda chceli ho zapáliť.
But remember when he studied in Leviticus that it wasn't just like it was weren't running off oil, but it just wasn't any kind of oil.
Nemohli tam dať hociaký olej.
But it was this special oil that Leviticus actually gives us the recipe for it.
Ale bol to špeciálny olej, kde recept si môžete nájsť v 4. Mojžišovej.
You know, and it's blessed by the priest.
A musel byť požehnaný kňazom.
You know, and the story goes is that they had just one day's worth of oil.
A ten príbeh je taký, že mali dosť len na jeden deň toho oleja.
And then basically they light it by faith and it lasts for 8 days.
Čo oni spravili, tak oni to zapálili a tento olej im vydržal celých tých 8 dní.
It was a miracle.
Bol to zázrak.
And that was enough time for them to actually produce more and get it working and the cycle going.
A ten čas tých 8 dní im stačil na to, aby si mohli vyrobiť ten ďalší, aby potom ten svietnik mohol aj naďalej svietiť.
We don't know if all the facts of this story are true or historical.
A nevieme, či tieto fakty sú akože všetky pravdivé a historicky podložené.
That's what the historians at the time said.
To bolo to, čo hovorili historici v tej dobe.
That's what the Jews believe.
To je to, čo mu Židia veria.
That's what the people of Jesus' day were holding on to.
To bolo to, čo aj ľudia počas Pána Ježiša tomu verili a pridržali sa toho.
We'll get to our next slide.
Ďalší obrazok.
And today it's celebrated and it's kind of it's like Christmas.
A v dnešnej dobe je to ako Vianoce.
It is this huge celebration of independence.
Je to veľký sviatok nezávislosti.
It's this idea of faith that overcomes.
Je za tým myšlienka viery, ktorá zvíťazí.
It's this time of hoping for miracles when that's the only thing you can hope in.
Je to čas, kedy dúfaš v zázraky, keď už nemáš v čo iné dúfať.
It's this idea of light overcoming darkness.
Je to myšlienka toho, že svetlo víťazí nad temnotou.
And when they set up this holiday, it was done in this kind of just a big party.
A keď založili vlastne tento sviatok, tak proste spravili z neho veľký sviatok.
This was not
veľká oslava.
This was not a party where you fast.
Nie je to nejaký sviatok, kde sa musíš postiť.
But you party for 8 days.
Ale 8 dní a dobre, tvrdo.
This is the day where you eat too much, you drink too much, you have way too many calories.
Je to 8 dní, kde proste sa naješ poriadne, sa napiješ poriadne a nazbieraš dosť veľa kalórií.
You know, Christmas, we give gifts one day a week. On the 24th or 25th, you know?
Na Vianoce my dávame darčeky buď 24. alebo 25.
Hanukkah, every day you gotta give gifts.
Ale počas Hanuky, každý deň musia sa dávať darčeky.
You know, it's like 7 days of crazy giving.
7 dní divokého dávania.
Yeah. You eat fried foods.
A ješ vypražené jedlo.
Almost everything on the menu is fried or sweet or cheesy.
A všetko v jedálničku je buď vypražené, alebo sladké, alebo zo syra.
And the historian Josephus, who was around the time of Jesus.
A historik Josephus. Ktorý bol za čias Pána Ježiša.
So the reason that they have such a big party.
Tak on píše, že dôvod prečo majú takéto veľké oslavy.
Because it was a liberty that was beyond our hope. That's his direct quote from him.
Hovorí, že to bolo oslobodenie až za tú našu nádej.
You know, it was
naviac ako sú naše očakávania.
It was this event that they even by faith didn't foresee.
Bola to udalosť, ktorú oni ani skrze svoju vieru ešte nevideli.
So, getting back to our story in John, which is...
Čiže keď sa vrátime do nášho príbehu v Jánovi,
is, in the time of Jesus, the Jews, they also were adventing.
Čiže počas... počas času, keď začia s Pána Ježiša.
And they
were... Židia mali advent.
Yeah. And because in the sense that they had an expectation.
Pretože aj oni mali určité očakávania.
And their expectation each year is they would celebrate Hanukkah.
A tie očakávania každý rok ako oslavovali tento sviatok Hanuky.
That there is someone who's going to come who is like Maccabees but better.
tak to očakávanie bolo, že príde niekto, ako boli títo Makabejci, ale že bude ešte lepší.
Someone who is more radical, more revolutionary.
Niekto, kto bol o mnoho radikálnejší a o mnoho revolučnejší.
The Messiah.
Že to bude Mesiáš.
You know, because once again the Jews have found themselves, and especially at this time period, under occupation by a foreign country.
Pretože znovu Židia sa nachádzajú v tomto období pod okupáciou inej krajiny.
And they're under the Roman foot.
A teraz v tomto prípade sú pod rímskou nadvládou.
Things are tough.
Veci sú dosť ťažké.
You'll see as you read through the Gospels, there's all these guys who are kind of revolutionaries who come up, like Barnabas, for example.
A keď si čítame Evanjelia, tak vidíme, že sú rôzni ľudia, ktorí protestujú, ako
Barabáš. You know, and these other revolutionaries.
A iní ľudia, ktorí povstávali, revolucionisti.
So, this is a...
Revolucionári.
So, or partisans.
Partizáni. Yeah. Janič je partizán.
So, this is a really politically charged holiday.
Čiže toto je taký politicky nabitý sviatok.
And at this time, what will... Like our children.
Tá sú partizáni.
And we'll
tak,
just,
tak ako tie naše deti.
We'll just do this now.
My to spravíme teraz, aby sme to mali teda už za nami.
So, in the Jewish home, today, tonight.
A v židovskom dome dnes, alebo teda dnešný večer.
You would light the menorah.
Zasvietili by ste tú menoru.
So this is just a small... Let's do it again. And you would say a prayer, but I don't know how to say it in Hebrew.
A povedali by ste modlitbu, ktorú ja neviem povedať v hebrejčine.
I'm not very good at this.
You have to hold it longer to let it start.
Yes, kusha.
Yeah, you don't know how to pray.
That's the name of the book. Well,
see?
Actually, the prayer goes something like this: Lord God, Creator of the universe.
Čiže modlitba, ktorú sa modlia, ide asi takto, že Pane Bože, Tvorca vesmíru.
Thank you for bringing us to this time.
Ďakujeme ti za to, že si nás doviedol až do tejto chvíle.
You know, that we have survived.
Že sme to mohli až doteraz vydržať.
That we can celebrate together.
Že môžeme spolu oslavovať.
Rough translation.
Taký zhruba preklad.
And you would light the center one, and then what you would do is...
Čiže zasvietiš najskôr tú strednú.
Depending on what kind of Jewish background you come from, you just light one and then light the second one.
A na, zasvietil by si potom tú ďalšiu a tú ďalšiu, záleží že z akého židovského pozadia si.
And then the next night it would just continue growing.
A ďalšiu noc by to potom rástlo ďalej. Teda sa to... Každý večer o jednu
so we'll let that burn while we're talking about Jesus.
Takže necháme niekto horí, kým budeme hovoriť o Pánovi Ježišovi.
Let's go to our next slide, because it actually has our text.
Ďalší obrázok si pozrieme.
And let's read this again. So John chapter 10.
Čiže prečítame si to ešte raz. Ján, 10. kapitola.
Verse 22
až 24.
It says, then came the feast of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple area, walking in Solomon's colonnade. And the Jews gathered around him, saying, how long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly.
V Jeruzaleme nastali slávnosti posvetenia chrámu a bola zima. Keď sa Ježiš prechádzal v chráme v sieni Šalamúnovej, obklúčili ho Židia a spýtali sa ho, dokedy nám budeš držať dušu v napnutí? Ak si ty Kristus, povedz nám otvorene.
So we see that during this feast these guys are coming to Jesus.
Čiže vidíme, že počas tohto sviatku prichádzajú aj za Pánom Ježišom títo ľudia.
You know, there's this idea of revolution and miracles and just, you know, taking a stand.
Čiže je tam myšlienka za celým týmto sviatkom revolúcie a zázraku a toho, že sa postavíme už teda za niečo.
And they're coming to Jesus say, who are you?
A prichádzajú za Pánom Ježišom a hovoria mu, že tak to teda si.
You know, are you the Messiah? Are you the Christ? Are you the one we're looking for?
Si ty Mesiáš, si ty Kristus, si ty ten, ktorého očakávame.
You know, quit talking in circles and in mysteries. Tell us plainly.
Už nehovor, straight. Už nehovor tak v kruhoch, alebo nechoď stále do kolečka, Ale povedz nám to už jasne a na rovinu.
Because this idea was deeply on their mind and trying to figure out who is this guy.
Pretože táto myšlienka bola dosť hlboko na ich srdci, že kto je tento človek?
Because they were longing for someone who was going to come and stand up for them.
Lebo túžobne očakávali niekoho, kto príde a kto sa za nich postaví.
Because they had a lot of some ideas about what this Messiah was going to look like and what he was going to do.
Pretože mali určité porozumenie toho, keď príde Mesiáš, ako bude vyzerať a čo bude robiť.
And I like to see there were in the Jewish thought there were two streams of what the Messiah would look like.
A v židovstve sú také dva pramene, ktoré hovoria, alebo dve zmýšľania, že ako by Mesiáš mal vyzerať.
And one would come from the book of Daniel.
A jeden pochádza z knihy Daniela.
And the other one from, I think, Isaiah.
A druhý je z Izaiáša.
And one was very popular and one was not very popular.
A jeden bol veľmi populárny, obľúbený, a druhý nebol až tak
obľúbený.
And
the one from Daniel was the popular one. We'll look at that on our next slide.
Ten z Daniela bol ten obľúbený a to si pozrieme tu na obrázku.
Because this is what the people thought when they were asking the question, are you the Messiah?
Pretože toto je to, čo si ľudia mysleli, keď sa ho pýtali, že či si ty ten Mesiáš.
This was their picture of what Messiah is supposed to look like.
A toto bol ich obraz toho, ako by mal Mesiáš vyzerať.
And we see it in Daniel chapter 7.
Daniel 7. kapitola.
He's a guy who's got authority.
Je to človek, ktorý má moc, autoritu.
He's got glory and sovereign power.
Má slávu a kráľovstvo.
All nations and people of every language will worship him.
Všetci ľudia, národy a národnosti mu slúžia.
His kingdom or his dominion is going to last forever.
Jeho vláda je večná vláda a nepominie.
It's never going to end.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Nepominie.
Yeah. It will never be destroyed.
A jeho kráľovstvo nezanikne alebo nebude zničené.
I mean, if you're looking for a hero, you're looking for a leader, this is the one you want.
Ak si hľadáš nejakého vodcu, nejakého hrdinu, tak toto je to, čo chceš.
You know, this guy's going to be radical.
Tento človek bude úžasný, radikálny.
And people, especially during this time, would gravitate to this image of what the Messiah was going to look like.
A ľudia v tomto období sa prikláňali viacej k takémuto obrazu toho, ako by mal Mesiáš vyzerať.
Because they're going through hard times.
Pretože majú teraz ťažkosti, nachádzajú sa v ťažkosti.
And they need a hero like this.
A potrebovali by hrdinu takéhoto.
But the other picture of the Messiah.
Ale iný obraz Mesiáša.
Is what Isaiah would say.
Je to, čo hovorí Izaiáš.
And it says Isaiah 53.
Izaiáš 53. kapitola.
Talks about a hero that would take on our pain and our suffering.
Hovorí o hrdinovi, ktorý si zoberie naše choroby a naše utrpenie.
We would consider him punished. We would consider him just as something to push away.
A my by sme ho považovali za takého, ktorý je potrestaný a ktorý je odmietnutý.
He would be afflicted and pierced for our sins, our
transgressions. Že zasiahnutý Bohom, bytý strápený, prebodnutý pre naše priestupky.
He'd be crushed for our peace.
Znášal bolesť a trest za náš pokoj.
Somehow we would be healed from it.
A nejakým spôsobom my by sme dostali uzdravenie skrze toto.
Because we're like sheep who've gone astray and we're all turned our way.
My sme ako také ovce, ktoré blúdime.
And the Lord would, God would lay everything on this individual.
A že Hospodin by zložil všetko toto na toho jednotlivca.
When the people heard this, they didn't gravitate to this image of Messiah.
A ľudia, keď počuli toto, tak nezmýšľali o týchto veršoch ako o Mesiášovi.
We don't want a hero that gets beat up.
Nie, nechceme hrdinu, ktorý bude zbitý.
You know, and somehow it works out.
A nejakým spôsobom to potom vyjde.
We want a hero that's going to crush.
My chceme hrdinu, ktorý on rozdrví.
We want a hero that everyone's going to look at.
My chceme hrdinu, na ktorého sa všetci budú pozerať.
We want someone who's going to kick these Romans out.
Chceme hrdinu, ktorý vykopne týchto Rímanov preč.
You know, and there was this growing excitement of who is Jesus as the feast was coming up.
A ako sa približoval tento sviatok, tak tam vznikalo také nadšenie, že kto je Pán Ježiš.
And you can do it as homework if you read through chapters 9 and or 8 and 9 in John.
A keby ste si čítali v Jánovi 8. a 9. kapitolu ako domáca úloha, tak by ste to tam videli.
This question keeps coming up over and over and over again. Who are you, Jesus?
Táto otázka mu je neustále kladená. Kto si Ježiš?
And then the next few set of verses, Jesus gives his answer.
A v ďalších pár veršoch Pán Ježiš dáva odpoveď na túto otázku.
And we'll have it on our slide as well.
My sa pozrieme na obrázku.
And Jesus says this about himself. We'll look verse 25 through 29.
25. až 29. verš.
And let's just read it in Slovak.
len v slovenčine. Ježiš im riekol, povedal som vám a neveríte. Skutky, ktoré činím mene svojho otca, svedčia o mne. Ale vy neveríte, pretože nie ste z mojich oviec. Moje ovce počúvajú môj hlas a ja ich znám a nasledujú mňa. Ja im dávam večný život a nezahynú na veky a nikto mi ich nevytrhne z ruky. Čo mi dal Otec, je väčšie ako všetko. A nikto to nemôže vytrhnúť Otcovi z ruky.
Mm-hmm. We can read through 30. Sorry.
Ja a Otec jedno sme.
Okay. Jesus tells them, you know, you don't know because you don't belong.
A Pán Ježiš im hovorí, že neviete, lebo nepatríte niekam.
You know, these guys, they had this picture of who they wanted Jesus to be.
Pretože títo ľudia mali taký obraz toho, ako chceli, aby Pán Ježiš vyzeral.
Because they had these expectations.
Alebo ako by sa mal správať, lebo mali určité očakávania.
You ever have those times where you expect everything, you know, you have this idea of how things are?
Mali ste už aj vy také situácie, že ste si zmysleli niečo o nejakej situácii alebo o niekom, že takto tie veci sú?
Or you have this picture of how a person is?
Alebo o nejakej osobe, že táto osoba je takáto.
You've labeled them a certain way.
Dali ste im určitú nálepku.
And even if they're not that way, you're always going to think of them that way.
A i keď oni nie sú takí, tak vždycky budeš nad nimi rozmýšľať, že sú takí.
And it takes a lot of, takes something really radical for you to think of them differently.
A potrebuješ veľmi takú veľkú zmenu, aby si zmenil to zmýšľanie o týchto ľuďoch.
Maybe we can talk about romantic relationship.
Možno môžeme hovoriť o romantických vzťahoch.
You know, some of us are married here.
Niektorí sú ženatí, vidíte.
But probably most of us, you know, the persons that we're married to are not the first person we've ever dated, for example.
Možno s tou osobou, s ktorými teraz žijeme, nie je tá osoba, s ktorými sme chodili. You know, že nie je to akože jediná osoba, s ktorou sme chodili.
And you know, you can think about maybe some, don't think too long, but about some past boyfriends or girlfriends.
A možno sa zamyslíš niekedy nad tými predchádzajúcimi priateľmi alebo priateľkami.
Maybe you were a teenager at the time.
Možno vtedy sme ešte boli tínedžeri.
And at the time you just thought, this is the one.
A v tom čase si myslel, že toto je.
You know,
ona, toto je on.
This is true love.
Toto je tá pravá láska.
You know, there's never going to be a better one than her.
Nebude už lepšie ako ona.
You know, you painted this very idealistic picture.
Si vyfarbil taký ideálny obraz.
You know, and you hold on to it.
A pridržaš sa ho.
And then there comes a day where you realize, you know, she's not really all that.
A potom príde deň, keď si uvedomíš, že nie je až taká.
She's not as perfect as I thought she was.
Nie je až taká dokonalá, ako som si myslel.
You know, and we figure these things out, right?
A potom na tieto veci prídeme.
And these people had this image of what Jesus should be.
A takisto aj títo ľudia mali predstavu toho, ako by mal Pán Ježiš vyzerať.
And they couldn't see him
alebo aký by mal byť.
And they couldn't see him for who he was.
A nevideli ho takého, aký v skutočnosti bol.
Because they didn't belong.
Pretože nepatrili.
Even Jesus' own disciples had a problem with this.
A takisto aj učeníci Pána Ježiša s tým mali problém.
Remember Peter.
Ak si spomínate na Petra.
There was a time where many people were coming around and asking who is Jesus.
Kde ľudia prichádzali okolo a pýtali sa, že kto je Ježiš.
And Jesus calls Peter over.
A Pán Ježiš si zavolal Petra.
And he says, you know, who do the people say I am?
A pýta sa ho, že čo hovoria títo ľudia, že kto som?
Yeah, what's the word on the street?
Aké sú klebety na ulici?
And he says, you know, well, some people say you're the prophet Elijah.
Niektorí ľudia tvrdia, že si prorok Eliáš.
You know, some people say you're a great teacher.
Niektorí hovoria, že si úžasný učiteľ.
Some people say you're the prophet.
Niektorí hovoria zase, že si nejaký prorok.
And then Jesus says to Peter, but who do you think I am?
Ale Pán Ježiš sa otočí k Petrovi a hovorí mu, že a čo si ty myslíš, kto som?
And Peter turns to him and he says, you know, you are the Messiah, you are the Christ.
A potom Peter sa otočí k Pánovi Ježišovi a hovorí, že ty si Mesiáš, ty si Kristus.
You are the Son of God.
Ty si Boží syn.
And Jesus turns to him and says, you know what, you're absolutely right.
A Pán Ježiš, keď sa k nemu potom náspäť otočí, tak mu hovorí, že áno, ty máš pravdu.
And he says, What you are speaking is revealed by God.
A hovorím, že o tom, čo hovoríš, to ti je zjavené skrze Boha.
It's not the word on the street, it's the revelation of God.
Nie je to to, čo sa klebetí niekde na ulici, ale je to zjavenie od Boha.
If the story ended there, it would have been a nice story.
A keby tu skončil príbeh, tak by to bol pekný príbeh.
But in that just a few minutes later, Jesus begins to speak about his mission.
Ale o pár minút neskôr Pán Ježiš hovorí o tej jeho misii, o tom poslaní, ktoré mal.
And he begins to talk in the same language as Isaiah.
A začne hovoriť takým istým jazykom ako Izaiáš.
He talks about being a servant that lays down his life.
Hovorí o tom, že bude služobník, ktorý položí svoj život.
And one who is giving up of himself for us.
A hovorí o tom, že je taký, že sa vydá za nás, namiesto nás zomrie.
And Peter takes Jesus aside.
A Peter si ho zobere tak po, na okraj.
Says, what are you saying?
Odvedie ho a hovorí, že čo to tu rozprávaš?
What?
Čo to je?
You know, this is not the lines that you're supposed to be saying. This is not good marketing, Jesus.
Toto nie sú slova, ktoré máš hovoriť. Toto nie je dobrá reklama, Pane
Ježiš. This is not what the people want to, you know, it's not the way to get popular.
Toto nechcú tí ľudia počuť. Takto nebudeš populárny.
And what does Jesus say?
A čo mu Pán Ježiš povie na to?
He turns him and says, get behind me, Satan.
Otočí sa k nemu a hovorí mu, že chod za mňa, Satan.
A few minutes ago was, you're getting divine revelation.
Pred pár minútami to bolo, že že máš nebeské zjavenia.
A few minutes later, get behind me, Satan.
A o pár minút neskôr, že chod odo mňa preč, Satan.
He says, because you're speaking the things of men, not the things of God.
A hovorí mu, že hovoríš veci, čo sú z ľudí, nie čo sú z Boha.
Even Jesus' own guys struggled with this idea of who was Jesus.
Aj Ježišovi učeníci zápasili s tým, že kto v skutočnosti je Pán Ježiš.
Jesus will point to his miracles.
Pán Ježiš poukazuje na zázraky.
He says, look at the works I do in my Father's name. They testify for me.
A hovorí, že pozrite sa na tie veci, čo robím v mene môjho Otca. Oni o mne svedčia.
That should be playing enough.
To by vám malo dosť hovoriť, alebo dosvedčiť.
And he was really confronting this crowd.
A on konfrontoval tento zástup.
You know, I mean, they're gathering in Jerusalem to celebrate a historical miracle.
Pretože sa všetci zišli v Jeruzaleme, aby oslavovali historický zázrak.
Something that happened 200 years before.
Niečo, čo sa stalo pred 200 rokmi.
And they would hold on to that desperately.
A toho by sa úplne zubami nechtami pridržali.
But they wouldn't believe the miracles that Jesus was doing right in front of them.
Ale neverili by tým zázrakom, ktoré robil Pán Ježiš priamo pred ich očami.
They were blinded by their expectations.
Pretože boli zaslepení svojimi očakávaniami.
John will say in his gospel at the end of his gospel.
Ján hovorí na konci jeho evanjelia.
In John chapter 20.
Ján 20. kapitola.
He'll talk about why he recorded all the miracles of Jesus.
Tam hovorí, že prečo zapísal všetky zázraky Pána Ježiša.
And he records these things that we might believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
A hovorí, že je to kvôli tomu, aby my sme mohli veriť, že Pán Ježiš je Boží syn a Mesiáš.
That is the Christ, he's the Son of God.
Že je Kristus a je Boží syn.
But these people were blinded by their expectations.
Ale títo ľudia boli zaslepení tými ich vlastnými očakávaniami.
I had a question, it was kind of for myself, but it's also for you guys.
Ja som mal otázku, ktorá bola pre mňa v prvom rade, ale dávam ju aj vám.
You know, what are some of the misconceptions that we have or the expectations we have that blind us from what Jesus is actually doing right now?
Aké sú tie také nepochopenia alebo tie naše očakávania, ktoré nás zaslepujú pred tým, čo skutočne Pán Ježiš chce robiť teraz,
you know,
v našom čase.
Have we made Jesus into something less than he is?
Spravili sme aj my z Pána Ježiša niečo menej, než v skutočnosti je.
And we hold on to that idea desperately.
A pridržame sa tejto myšlienky úplne zubami nechtami.
You know, he's like our little genie or whatever.
On je náš malý genie.
You know, he's that, you know, that guy you can call when you need a help.
Je to ten človek, ktorému môžeš zavolať, keď potrebuješ pomoc.
Is he that picture of the Messiah that we saw in Daniel, or is he something else?
Je aj pre nás obraz Mesiáša, ktorého sme videli v Danielovi, alebo je pre nás niekým iným?
We see in the next few verses, we're gonna read 31 through 39.
A vidíme v ďalších pár veršoch od 31 po 39.
That Jesus offers these people so much more.
Že Pán Ježiš ponúka týmto ľuďom o mnoho viac.
So let's just read it in slova.
Takže zase len v slovenčine. Na to Židia zase zdvihli kamene, aby ho kameňovali. Ježiš im odpovedal: Mnoho dobrých skutkov som vám ukázal od Otca, pre ktorý z nich ma kameňujete? Odpovedali mu Židia: Pre dobrý skutok ťa nekameňujeme, ale pre rúhanie, že sa ty, človek, robíš Bohom. Odpovedal im Ježiš: Či nie je napísané vo vašom zákone, ja som povedal, bohovia ste, keď tých, ktorým bolo hovorené slovo Božie, pomenoval Bohmi a písmo nemôže byť zrušené, prečo tomu, ktorého Otec posvetil a poslal na svet, hovoríte? Rúhaš sa. Preto, že som povedal, Syn Boží som. Ak nečiním skutky svojho Otca, neverte mi, ale ak ich činím, aj keď ste mne neverili, verte tým skutkom, aby ste poznali a vedeli, že Otec je vo mne a ja v Otcovi. Znovu ho teda chceli zlápať, ale ušiel im z rúk.
I love Jesus' question. So these guys are going to pick up stones and try to kill him.
Čiže mne sa páči otázku, ktorú mi tu pán Ježiš dáva. Títo ľudia dvíhajú kamene a chcú ho ukameňovať.
As apparently what very religious people do to people who didn't agree with them at the time.
To bolo niečo, čo veľmi náboženskí ľudia robili ľuďom, ktorí s nimi nesúhlasili.
Glad we don't do it that way anymore.
Som rád, že my to v dnešnej dobe nerobíme takýmto spôsobom.
People hopefully work out their disagreements differently.
Dúfam, že ľudia si svoje nezhody riešia trošku inak.
You know, but these guys are going to stone him.
Ale títo ľudia ho chceli ukameňovať.
Because he offered them something more than what they were expecting.
Pretože im ponúkal niečo o mnoho viac ako to, čo očakávali.
Says, which miracle are you going to stone me for?
A on sa ich pýta, že za ktorý z mojich zázrakov ma idete ukameňovať?
And they said, because you said you are the Son of God.
A oni mu hovoria za to, že hovorí, že si Boží syn.
It's interesting, since remember there's this in the story, there's the Maccabee story, there's this guy Epiphanes, right?
A ak si spomínate v tom príbehu, čo sme hovorili o Makabecoch, tak je tam ten človek, ktorý sa nazýva Epifan.
This person who claims to be God.
Ten človek, ktorý sa považuje za Boha.
And now we have God here actually claiming to be God.
A teraz tu máme Boha, ktorý skutočne hovorí o tom, že je Boh.
And these people didn't like Antiochus Epiphanes and they don't like Jesus Epiphanes.
A títo ľudia nemali radi ani toho prvotného, jak sa volal?
Antiochus
Epiphanes. A nemali radi ani keď Pán Ježiš hovoril o tom, že je Boh.
And Jesus says, you know what? I come from the Father. The Father has dedicated me or set me apart.
A Pán Ježiš im hovorí, že ja pochádzam od Otca, pretože Otec si ma vyvolil, si ma oddelil.
He, in a sense, claims this holiday.
A on ako keby si... Nie, ako keby si prisúdil tento sviatok.
Remember, it's the feast of...
Si ho zobral sám pre seba.
It's the feast of dedication.
Pretože je to sviatok zasvetenia alebo znovu odovzdania sa.
And he's saying the Father set me apart.
A aj Pán Ježiš hovorí, že je to Otec, ktorý si mňa zasvetil, ktorý si mňa oddelil.
And all they want to do is kill him.
A oni ho chceli za to zabiť.
We're going to look at another verse. It's in John chapter 1.
A ešte si pozrieme jeden verš v Jánovi v prvej kapitole.
This is a verse that always strikes me.
A toto je verš, ktorý mňa veľmi oslovuje.
So the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it.
Bolo však práve svetlo, ktoré osvecuje každého človeka, prichádza.
Nie.
This is the wrong verse.
Práve svetlo, ktoré osvecuje.
Nie. V angličtine je, že a svetlo svieti v tme, ale tma ho nepochopila, alebo mu nerozumela.
A light shines in the darkness, but the darkness is not understood.
Druhá veta, desiatka, bolo vo svete, svet ním postal osvetlený.
Bolo vo svete, svet ním postal... Svetlo svieti v tme, ale tma ho v slovenčine nepohltila, v angličtine nerozumela mu, nepochopila ho. And just translate English.
Yeah? Okay. Right. A light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it.
Čiže svetlo svieti v tme, ale tá tma ho nepochopila, nerozumela mu.
The reason this verse kind of convicts me.
Prečo mňa tento verš usvedčuje?
Is that God can be doing stuff around us?
Je, že Pán Boh môže robiť aj veci okolo nás.
And sometimes we just don't get it.
A možno niekedy aj nám to nedochádza.
We don't understand.
Nerozumieme tomu.
These Jews were people who knew about God.
Pretože títo Židia boli ľudia, ktorí vedeli o Bohu, poznali.
They believed in the power of God.
A verili aj v Božiu moc.
They had this history of looking for the Messiah.
A mali históriu, kde hľadali Mesiáša.
It was part of their culture, it was part of the things that they talked about and made songs about and lived for.
Bolo to súčasťou ich kultúry, súčasťou ich piesní, toho, prečo vlastne žili.
But sometimes we can miss out.
Ale niekedy aj nám to môže ujsť.
And not see what God is doing because we're blinded by our own expectations.
A môžeme nevidieť to, čo Pán Boh robí, pretože my máme naše vlastné očakávania.
We advent or we expect too little.
A my možno adventujeme alebo očakávame príliš málo.
We're gonna look at one other thing.
A ešte si pozrieme jednu ďalšiu vec.
About Jesus the Apostle Paul.
Apoštol Pavel.
We'll go to our next slide just real quick. In Colossians talks about the feasts.
V Kolosenským hovorí o sviatkoch.
And he talks about the Sabbaths and new moon celebrations and all the festivals.
O šabatoch a nových sviatkoch, novomesiacoch.
And remember, Paul was the Jew of Jews. He was like the model for what it is to be a Jewish guy.
A Pavel bol židovský žid, bol proste úplne na vrchole, bol modelom toho, čo to znamenalo byť židom.
And he says, all those things from my culture, they're just a shadow of things that are coming.
A hovorí, že všetky tieto veci z mojej kultúry sú len tieňom toho, čo má prísť.
There are realities that are found in Christ.
Ale ich realita sa nachádza v Kristovi, alebo ich podstata.
And I was thinking about Hanukkah, there's three things that stuck out for me.
A ja keď som sa zamýšľala nad Hanukou, tak sú tri veci, ktoré sa nalepili na mňa.
If Jesus is the fulfillment of these feasts and this thing.
Ak Pán Ježiš je naplnením týchto sviatkov.
It was about a miracle.
Bolo to o tom, že sa stal zázrak.
It's about freedom.
Bolo to o vyslobodení.
It's about rededication.
A bolo to o zasvetení alebo znovu sa odovzdaní.
And each and every one of us.
A každý jeden z nás.
Well, Paul will talk about this, says our bodies, ourselves are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Ako Pavel o tom hovorí, že každý jeden z nás, naše tela sú chrámom Ducha Svätého.
God wants to take up residence in us.
Pán Boh si chce spraviť trvalé bydlisko v nás.
And just like those pagan invaders.
A takisto ako tí pohanskí trhlíci.
Just like Antiochus.
Takisto ako Antiochus.
You know, we have put a lot of things in this temple that don't belong there.
Aj my sme si naplnili kopec vecí do týchto chrámov, ktoré tam nepatria.
We've worshipped things that should not be worshipped.
Uctievali sme veci, ktoré by sme nemali uctievať.
We've set up altars in our hearts and our minds that shouldn't be there.
Dali sme si oltáre v našich srdciach, v našich mysliach, tie oltáre, ktoré by tam vôbec nemali byť.
We've all probably somewhere deep down called ourselves Epiphanies.
A každý jeden z nás možno niekde hlboko vo vnútri sa nazývame Epifanom alebo Božím vtelením.
Where we wanted to be a little god at time.
Kde aj my chceme byť takým malým bôžikom.
We want to be in control of things.
A my chceme mať kontrolu nad vecami.
We want to not let the creator of the universe in.
Kde my nechceme dovoliť tvorcovi vesmíru, aby tam vstúpil.
But remember each and every one of us in the whole world.
Ale spomínajte na to, alebo majte to na mysli, že každý jeden z nás na celom svete,
whether you're a believer or not,
či už si veriaci alebo nie,
are made in the image of God.
Každý jeden z nás je stvorený na obraz Boží.
We are created for fellowship with him.
Sme stvorení na to, aby sme s ním mali spoločenstvo.
And we have all marred his perfect creation.
Messed up. Každý jeden z nás pokrývil ten obraz, ktorý on spravil.
That holiness or that kadosh has been removed or messed up.
Tá svetosť, ten kadeš, ktorý on dal, tak to bolo znečistené.
And if these verses are true.
A ak tieto verše sú pravdivé.
I think they are.
A myslím teda, že sú pravdivé.
I like the idea it presents to us.
Tak mne sa páči, že tá myšlienka, ktorá je prezentovaná v nich.
Just like the story about the oil being in the lamp.
Takisto ako ten príbeh o oleji, ktorý bol v tých lampách.
Or about a revolution that shouldn't have happened and shouldn't have been successful.
Alebo o revolúcii, ktorá sa ani nemala stať a ktorá ani nemala mať žiaden úspech.
Jesus is that unexpected miracle that we could never have hoped for.
Pán Ježiš je ten neočakávaný zázrak, na ktorý sme ani nedúfali.
He does for us what is humanly impossible.
On robí pre nás tie veci, čo z ľudského pohľadu sú nemožné.
He is the one who brings us freedom.
On je ten, ktorý nám prináša slobodu.
That's why Jesus will speak about himself.
A preto Pán Ježiš hovorí sám o sebe.
And you know John 3:16, right?
A všetci poznáte Ján 3:16.
But right after John 3:16 is John 3:17.
Ale hneď po Jánovi 3:16 je 3:17.
I'm good at math.
Matematiky som dobrý.
Right. And it says, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world.
A tam je napísané, že Boh neposlal svojho syna na svet, aby ho odsudil.
But to save it through him.
Ale aby ho skrze neho zachránil.
Jesus brings freedom.
Pán Ježiš prináša slobodu.
That's why Jesus will say, you know, he who the Son has set free is free indeed.
A preto aj Pán Ježiš hovorí, že ten, koho Syn oslobodil, je skutočne slobodný.
But Hanukkah is also about rededication.
Ale Hanukkah je o znovu odovzdaní sa.
It was about
o posvetení.
Restoring worship.
Je to o tom, že znovu začneme uctievať.
And that's what Jesus does with us.
A to je to, čo Pán Ježiš robí s nami.
He makes it possible for us to connect with God the Father again.
Pretože on nám robí cestu, aby my sme boli v spojitosti s Bohom Otcom a aby sme ho mohli uctievať.
That we can come and worship and connect.
Aby sme mohli prísť, uctievať a byť v spojitosti.
And as we advent the second coming.
A ako my očakávame alebo adventujeme druhý príchod.
And as you look at the news, I think it's getting closer and closer.
A ak sa pozeráte správy, tak sa to blíži čím ďalej tým skôr.
You know, let us have this attitude of rededicating ourselves to the Lord.
Tak majme aj my taký prístup, že sa budeme odovzdávať Bohu viac a viac.
Where we will take inventory of the temple.
Kde aj my spravíme inventár toho nášho chrámu.
And make sure everything's where it ought to be.
A že sa uistíme, že všetko je na tom správnom mieste, kde má byť.
That we don't have any other little altars. And they don't need to be there.
Nemali žiadne také menšie oltáriky, tie, ktoré tam nemajú byť.
And just let him clean house.
A dovolme, nech on je ten, ktorý vyčistí celý dom.
Let him rededicate things.
Nech je to on, ktorý nás znovu posvetí.
We'll go to our very last slide.
A posledný obrazok.
There is an interesting tradition in the celebration of Hanukkah.
A je veľmi zaujímavá tradícia v tomto sviatku Hanuky.
You know, when we lit the candles.
Ak ste si všimli, keď sme zapálili tie sviečky.
We lit the one that was in the middle.
Zasvietili sme najskôr tú, čo bola v strede.
And this one is either sometimes in some it's either higher than the others as it is you see here.
A v niektorých tradíciách je trošku vyššia ako tie ostatné, ako my máme tu.
Or it's the opposite, it's lower.
Alebo môže byť aj opak, že je postavená trošku nižšie.
But this special candle has a name.
Ale táto teda stredná sviečka má určité meno.
It's called the Shamash.
A volá sa Shamash.
It's the servant.
Je to služobník.
Because you're not supposed to light the other ones.
Pretože nemáte zasvecovať tie ostatné zápalkou.
You light the Shamash, you light the servant.
Pretože najskôr zasvietíš Shamash, toho služobníka.
With the Shamash, you light the others.
A s tým služobníkom zasvecuješ tie ďalšie.
It serves the others.
Ona, tá jedna sviečka, slúži tým ostatným.
And what did Jesus say?
A čo povedal Pán Ježiš?
Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve.
Ako ani Syn človeka neprišiel, aby jemu slúžili, ale aby on slúžil.
To give his life as a ransom for many.
A aby dal dušu alebo život ako výkupné za mnohých.
Jesus is the servant who has come down.
Pán Ježiš je ten služobník, ktorý zostúpil.
Who is comes down but is also raised up.
Ktorý zostúpil síce, ale je aj vyvýšený.
He's the one who is the light of the world as Pia had read.
On je ten to svetlo sveta, ako nám Pia čítala.
The one who spreads it.
On je ten, ktorý ho aj rozširuje ďalej.
He's the one who brings us freedom.
On je ten, ktorý nám prináša slobodu.
And it is my encouragement and prayer for us.
A možno také povzbudenie a modlitba aj pre nás.
Is that his light will shine brightly in us in this month.
Nech aj v nás jeho svetlo svieti počas celého tohto mesiaca.
Actually, her whole life, of course.
Alebo celý náš život. Dúfajme.
But I think especially at this time.
Ale myslím si, že hlavne v tomto období.
Because I think people are asking the same questions.
Pretože si myslím, že ľudia sa pýtajú také isté otázky.
People who are not believers.
Ľudia, ktorí nie sú veriaci.
They're asking this question, who is Jesus?
Pýtajú sa, že kto je vlastne Ježiš?
You know, and this is a great opportunity this month with Christmas to answer that question.
A pre nás je to taká úžasná príležitosť, že počas tohto mesiaca aj môžeme zodpovedať túto otázku.
You know, you have a whole month that's just dedicated to this idea of Jesus, so why don't you talk about it?
Pretože máme celý tento mesiac, ktorý je odovzdaný Pánovi Ježišovi, a prečo by sme teda o tom nehovorili?
Take advantage of it.
Zober, alebo využíme túto príležitosť.
And just see what happens.
A uvidíš, čo sa stane. Miracle.
A miracle. Maybe.
Možno zázrak.
Let's pray real quick.
Pomodlíme sa ešte.
And then we're gonna have one more song of worship.
A potom ešte máme jednu pieseň uctievania.
Lord, we thank you that you do do the miraculous.
Pane, my ti ďakujeme za to, že ty robíš tie zázračné veci.
Lord, you do light our way.
Že ty si ten, ktorý osvecuje našu cestu.
Lord, you are the one who's come down and served us so greatly.
Že ty si ten, ktorý si zostúpil k nám a ktorý nám slúžil takým úžasným spôsobom.
Lord, you've loved us greatly.
A ty si nás aj miloval úžasne.
Lord, and continue to work in us that we might reflect you.
A Pane, tak pracuj v nás, aby sme mohli odrážať teba samotného.
That we might be more in the image of Christ.
Aby sme sa aj my podobali viac do obrazu Pána Ježiša Krista.
Lord, give us opportunities to speak about you in this season.
Daj nám, Pane, príležitosť, aby sme mohli hovoriť o tebe v tomto období.
Lord, that others might be conformed to your image.
Aby aj ostatní mohli byť premenení na tvoj obraz.
Lord, and that your flame would spread further and further.
A aby to bol ten tvoj plameň, ktorý bude šírený ďalej a ďalej.
Lord, we just thank you for this evening and we invite you into our week.
A Pane, ďakujeme ti aj za tento večer a pozývame ťa do tohto ďalšieho týždňa.
In your great name.
V tvojom úžasnom mene.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm gonna make a quick announcement before I forget.
Ale ešte jeden oznam predtým, ako zabudnem.
There are some cards in the back.
Vzadu máme pohľadnice.
These, I was thinking we should, as a church, write to a few people.
Ja som sa zamýšľala na tým, že by sme mali napísať niektorým ľuďom.
So that if there's some cards for the Sano family.
Je tam pohľadnica pre Sanovca.
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Alvin and the Chipmunkovia.
Ryan and Mel.
Ryan and Mel.
Vic and Darla.
Vic and Darla.
And I think there's someone else there. And if you think of someone
Chad
else,
Danka.
Chad and Danka.
Chad and Danka sú tam.
If there's someone else that you think we should write, I have more cards. And I just thought, let's just write them some notes of encouragement and I'll send them off this week. And I think they'd be blessed to hear from us.
A ak vás ešte napadne niekto iný, kľudne, máme tam asi aj prázdne pohľadice, tak môžeme to napísať. Heather, Mike and Heather.
Mike and Heather.